This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This is the first time I've started recording before you get your headphones on. It's also the first time I started recording with food in my mouth. And I got about four pretzels left.
You decide when I'm going to crunch down onto them. I get to decide?
No, I'm speaking to the audience.
Oh, okay. Are they going to vote? Facebook poll.
Don't do that to me while I'm swallowing delicious pretzels.
That's going to make your shit so dry. You can't eat pretzels and do a podcast. That's irresponsible. Is Owen dead?
What's happening over there?
Are you okay, man? He did
Why would you
much.
Do that?
It's like your organs are fighting to get out.
You're making the sound someone makes before they die.
And there he goes.
You know what I just did, man? Oh, no.
He's in trouble.
I can't be bothered to call for help.
Okay. Like out loud or on the phone? Oh, God. All right. Here's what I'm saying. That's going to dry your whole shit out. And you still have the podcast. It's going to feel like the Sahara Desert in your mouth.
That's why I've got this, baby.
That's a La Crox.
That's a La Crox.
That's not
La Croix.
La Croix doesn't do for you what regular water does for you.
It is regular water, just got bubbles in it.
It's got bubbles, which makes it different.
Nuh-nuh. I mean, just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's still refreshing.
I would never... you ever play soccer as a le-le-le?
Sure.
Okay, so I would never run off the field and be like, somebody throw me a La Croix. And there's another. Got another pretzel in there. Shit.
I mean, if it was on hand.
Over like a Gatorade or a regular
Waller?
Yeah,
I'd be like, fuck yeah, give me a swig of that La Croix.
Nah.
Because I'm going to let out a big baby boy's burp. And I'm not letting out a big enough one with just Wawa.
Sure. But that's not the ideal thing to do in that situation. You're tired from running around football, hookah football.
You know, I don't think there's a difference, man. Really, yeah. As far as refreshment goes.
I think there's a... Okay. Agree to disagree.
Okay.
I'm not going back.
Can we look it up?
Yeah. What do you even type into Google in that situation? Is there a difference
between the refreshment properties of water and sparkling water? That's what I would ask.
Nobody hands a marathon runner sparkling La Croix.
Right, because sparkling water, believe it or not, I'm about to blow your mind.
Also, sparkling La Croix is definitely like an old school burglar name.
Let me take this off so I can tell you what I'm about to tell you.
I hate this sound. Oh, I hate that sound.
Sparkling water is more expensive than regular water.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's why what?
That's why people aren't handing marathon runners sparkling water.
That's the only reason?
No, but that's a good one.
No, you don't. If you're tired, oh, I hate that. It's making my neck hurt for some reason. And there goes the last pretzel. Is there more in the back? Do I have to put up with this shit the whole show?
If I had to guess how many were in this bag, I'd say 17. I'd say 90.
About 90.
About 19.
Oh my sweet goodness. There are people who
That's about 19. Go ahead.
Well, it's about 19. There are people who listen to this
who are offended.
London.
Or aren't
into
it.
Who are like, gross.
They don't think it's funny.
Start talking about anything else, because that's gross what you're doing.
When are you guys going to get funny in this one?
Yeah.
What's stubborn soda?
It's just a soda that has sponsored... Well, they gave me this hat first of all. And then they sponsored a bunch of Skybound stuff that I was doing.
Oh, cool.
And you know about them.
I do know about Skybound.
They're just a bunch of nice people who hire us to do stuff.
They're lovely people.
They give us jobs so we can eat.
May I say, the loveliest people that I've ever worked with.
Yeah. They got a good group in them, on them.
They are solid people. They're all very happy, and they all love what they're doing.
Yeah, and they all just want to hire their friends for things, so no one's a pain.
Skybound is fucking legit.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Skybound and Robert Kirkman right now.
Okay, go ahead. 1, 2, 3, go.
Robert Kirkman, your company Skybound is amazing, is this shit.
You're doing great. That take a lot out?
Was that a refreshment available at certain Skybound events?
Yeah, the Stubborn thing? Is it Stubborn soda? Yeah. Yes.
Is it a regional soda or is it a Los Angeles-based?
You're asking me questions.
Okay.
You know?
It was established in 2015.
Does that say it on the hat?
It does say it.
Has to be true if they put it on the hat.
I like soda. I'm a soda boy.
It was really good. I'm not a huge soda boy anymore.
I actually sadly am not as well.
Okay.
But I would say I'm a soda boy because I'm definitely not a booze boy.
Right. You
I'm
know
not
who's
a booze
a,
brother.
A soda.
I'm a soda boy, not a booze brother.
You're a soda brother, not a booze
Not
pound.
A booze brother, soda boy.
Sure. Soda jerk.
Soda jerk, not a booze boy. Booze brother. I'm not a booze brother 2000.
We just Kevin Bacon'd ourselves.
Worst minds think alike.
Yeah.
To get one pretzel. That was me getting one pretzel. I wish I knew what point you were gonna make. What do you think's better, that bit or the point you were gonna make?
I don't even remember what I was talking
I wanted
about.
To know. I think it was, we were talking about Booze Brothers. Can you recall?
Booze Brothers 2000.
Before Booze Brothers 2000. Shit. I wish we were recording this so we could back it up and listen. It's just not possible.
Someday we'll get there, I think.
You're not a soda boy. Or you used to be, but you like this soda.
This soda's very good, and then I was just going to say Olin Rogers is a soda connoisseur. That's where that was going.
Who's Olin Rogers?
He's a very good guy.
He sounds like a baseball player.
He does sound like a... He kind of has the
and
look...
And Olin Rogers is coming up to the plate?
Yeah. He has the look of a minor league baseball outfielder.
Why isn't he one? What is he doing instead?
He's making jokes on the internet.
Is he a comedian?
He is a comedian. He's a storyteller.
What does he have to do with Stubborn Soda?
He's the one who flew me and Elliot to Nashville to do stand-up in Nashville.
Very nice.
At his place. Yeah, he's a good man. And he makes really funny shit and really, like, good cartoons now.
Really?
And you gotta watch the
cartoons. Is he doing it himself? Or he's got a team?
Well, now he's like, I don't want to say too much because I don't know. That's not my...
Okay.
And I don't know for sure, so I'm not going
to
say anything.
What? I'm still trying to figure out the connection between... That man's name and the Stubborn Soda.
Olin Rogers is a soda connoisseur.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Did he try Stubborn Soda?
I wouldn't be surprised if he has. I don't know. We haven't had a conversation about it. He runs a soda shop in Nashville.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So he is like, he's legit like, what do they call it? What are the wine people? There's
like
a connoisseur, but a, you know what I'm saying. Canter or something
like
that.
An expert at wine.
Yeah.
What is it, Owen?
It doesn't know. He's that for soda. He
that's really
knows
cool
about
man
sodas, like independent sodas.
He I will say this,
like Swamp Pump.
Did you ask him about Swamp Pop?
No, never. It never even occurred to me to ask my friend who loves soda about Swamp Pop. Huh.
I think in order to be a pop boy, a pop gun, popman, a pop man, or a pop person.
Pop tart.
A pop tart.
Yeah.
You gotta at least realize that soda is as bad for you as eating a candy bar.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Drinking a candy bar.
Yeah. It's basically building like a drinking mystery. A candy bar. So when you're opening a soda, when you're like, I want a soda, mm-hmm. you are also almost choosing to eat a candy bar.
I would almost always rather have a candy bar.
Me too.
Yeah.
And think I never any... really want a candy bar. How often do you want a candy bar?
I want Snickers all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a sweet tooth.
I guess I like Snickers.
Are you sweet boy? Are you a sweetie?
I think that's for you to decide.
I just want to know if you're a sweetie.
That's for other people. Am I a sweetie, Owen?
Yeah.
Okay, Owen says I'm a sweetie.
No, I'm being a bad.
Is that your phone ruining our
podcast?
You
know what? Can I tell you what I'm doing, man? I've got my phone over here plugged into this output here.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to have the big ass fucking laptop here.
And now it's biting you in the ass.
It's biting me in the ass, but guess what I did that I did? I put it on airplane mode.
Oh, okay.
But that's not going to help us if I want to pull up something. So I guess this is going to be a non-media instilled episode.
I'm already
bored. Or injected.
If I'm listening again, this is where I tuned out.
I don't have a sweet tooth.
Okay.
I don't crave sweets.
You never want a Fifth Avenue.
I mean,
or a Butterfinger.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But
when you go into fucking Sophia's office, do you not take something?
I don't. I really do want to, though, because she's got a lot of little grab size, grab bag size candy.
I like the idea of all of that type of stuff, like stuff that's in a bowl for everyone.
As a grab?
Just being called grab.
Dude, you got to fucking grab at those bars.
Sophia? No one does grab like Sophia.
I think it can be used both ways. We just tried out.
That's fine.
Oh, you're talking about the best boy who does grab in our group? Sophia.
Brad.
Brad's got the grab. Grab bad, Brad. He's a grab Brad.
I wanted that to work better than it did. That's my fault.
Okay.
Come on, Soph, give up the grab.
Oi, we ain't leaving till we get that grab. It's gonna be the night Eve out here. And everything.
What's today?
Is it
the 18th?
It's 19th.
It means tomorrow. Well,
it's the 19th.
It'll be the 19th. You're gonna fucking joke.
No. Well, now I can't.
What?
It can't. I don't want anyone. Yes, it can. There it is. By the way, I didn't get to say what I did when I opened this Le Croix.
Okay. Sorry.
Have you ever done this with a soda? I opened it, and then instantly my finger went into the open hole and into the drink.
Huh. No. Instantly. I don't even know how you would do that.
Aw, man.
Oh, yeah. I think you're putting too much effort into opening it.
It was the first time in my life it's happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying it like it kept happening. Like, this no,
just
is the thing.
This is the first time I just opened it up when I just opened this Le Croix.
Are you okay now?
Yeah, it was just interesting. Have you ever done that?
No, I can't recall a time.
If you want soda, you better realize that you're going to be getting a grab of candy. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
and that's why, like, I had to stop, man.
Yeah.
I had to stop.
Sure.
I, till the bitter end, I was a Coke Zero boy. I was a Coke Zero hero.
All right. You're a Coke head.
I was a Coke, well, I was a Coke Zero head.
Yeah, right.
Very different. Coke Zero.
Why is that different than regular Coke head?
It's a bullshit diet soda. No sugar.
Hold on, buddy.
Oh, shit.
Calm down, tinfoil hat. Hey. Ancient aliens, have a seat. I want you at a 90. On that recliner.
I want you at about a 90.
I want you at a 90 or I'm not gonna talk to you. I've told you 19 times.
You have the perfect amount of rasp in your voice to do that.
To pull it off?
I told you 19 times.
All right, what listen is to me.
The guy who can't get to 20 times. That's when he flips out.
What Owen is trying to say over there, but he's sounding like an old man living in a sad shack, is that the Coca-Cola drink has real sugar in it.
Sure.
And the diet ones don't have real sugar. Yeah. They have science-made stuff. That is conceivably can give you cancer, or nobody really knows what it does yet because it hasn't been around long enough.
Right. Conceivably, anything can.
That's what I said. Right. But there was a big discussion about it the other day where Owen was not having it.
No.
About how conceivably anything can give you cancer. But I was talking in specifics about how the Coca-Cola is probably as bad for you as the Diet Coke.
For different reasons.
Right, but at least if you want something natural,
yeah,
and you want something you know, right, then you go for the one that has the sugar.
Sure.
Well, I'm just saying, having a soda is bad enough for you no matter what, so why not have a delicious sugary one? Like, fuck the
if you're going to have one, yes.
If you're going to have one, have a real one, yeah, you're saying.
Diets are, like, gross.
Is what he said.
So what I've started to do in my life is I've adopted the wonderful world of sparkling sodas.
Okay.
Sparkling waters. And I'll tell you what, Mike, it kicks it.
Yeah.
It kicks that feeling for wanting a sugary one.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, every once in a while I'll be like, man, I want that Coke Zero.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, man, every once in a while I will have one.
Oh.
But I won't have a whole one. I'll share it with Brie or something.
That's great. Half a soda?
Yeah.
Set aside
or maybe
some
when
time.
I go to like a party, mm-hmm, and people are drinking booze.
Yeah.
I'll just get a DC. That's a Diet Coke.
Sure. That's when I have it too. When I go out to the clubs.
Right?
The Com-Com clubs.
Why not? Treat yourself. That's our treat. You know how people treat themselves to a bunch of booze?
Yeah.
I'm treating myself to a DC.
Yeah, a DC. Or an RC, cola.
Or an RC.
Right.
But I got a SodaStream machine for that very reason.
A SodaStream? Where you make your own.
You can make your own. Yeah. You can buy little syrups.
Okay.
But I don't want it. I just sparkle up my water, man.
Yeah, sparkle
it up.
Why not? How do you do that? You smile at it?
No, there's a... There is a giant CO2 tank that you can purchase that will go into your SodaStream device, and you connect it to the proper adapter, you fill up a container with water, you stick that baby in, needle down, and you push the button, you can CO2 up your drink. You got sparkles.
How long have you had this without using it?
You're trying to ask me how useless it is?
No, no, no. Have you used it?
Yes, I have one right over there, man.
You have
you.
Used it.
Yeah,
I was under the impression
that
you
one,
had
I've
it.
Never used it.
That you were excited to
oh,
have it.
No, I have it and have used it.
Is it great?
It's fantastic.
Okay. Is it better than?
No. What were you gonna say?
I don't. Real soda, I guess. Did you make any wackadoo flavors?
You can. I mean, there. Like I said, they are syrups.
Mm-hmm.
That you can add to it to make it taste like a Dr. Pepper or whatever.
Sure.
You can even do like make a little sparkling peach.
Okay.
Or cinnamon. You've had a sparkling cinnamon.
I have once.
But what I do is I just push that shit aside. I don't need the sugars.
So you just add bubbles to water.
Just add bubbles
with
to
your
water.
Machine.
Yeah, with my machine.
I feel like your machine is underutilized.
Why? Because I should be making sodas?
You're just adding bubbles to water.
I'm using it to make sparkling water, yeah. It's the only way to make your own sparkling water, essentially, unless you want to install a CO2 dispenser under your sink.
Sparkling water so cheap that no one's like, I wish I could make my own sparkling water.
I mean, you still would have to go to a store and buy it.
Like, people want
like
to
imagine
make their
sparkling
own...
sparkling water.
Sparkling water
is available whenever you want it without going to the grocery store.
Yeah. That's something I could do without.
Well, I like sparkling water.
Substitute sparkling water for like Chex Mix.
That's great.
Or chewable vitamins.
What would make Chex Mix from your own home possible?
You put like garbage in the top and you turn it on.
And it turns like the garbage chipper. Into Chex Mix?
Yeah.
But it's edible?
It's like maybe not garbage, maybe like leftovers.
Breadcrumbs. Bread crusts. Pizza crusts.
Right. Pizza crusts. Absolutely. And you just, it comes with like a seasoning that you put in.
This is to disgusting. Make it Chex Mix. So to make Moldy your own bread? Chex Mix at home, yeah. what you're doing is you're asking people when you have a pizza party, a pee-pee, you're asking them to save their crusts. And then you're going to put them in your fridge.
I'm asking people to save their pee-pee from my fridge. I don't know about that.
A pee-pee is a pizza party.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Here's what happens in the machine.
What I'm saying is are you asking people you've invited to the pee-pee to hang on to their crusts because you're going to make some Chex Mix later?
Is it all happening at my house?
Yes.
Yeah, with the machine?
Yes.
Yes. So I put everything in the machine,
right?
And it goes in and it chops it up and it heats it to about 1,000,000 degrees, like a kiln.
Love it.
Everything gets toasted. You throw in the seasoning.
Yari. Did you know?
Chex Mix.
That there are some food processors that can make soup?
I assumed.
And hummus?
That's fun. I don't like hummus as much as I wish I did.
Really? You're not a hummus boy.
I like it. I'll eat it. Do you have hummus?
I want hummus more often than I want a candy bar.
That's cool.
I'm a savory boy.
Sure.
I like to savory my life.
All right.
I'm a savorine.
If you were a superhero, you'd be savorine. Savorine.
Yeah. So I like hummus a lot.
That just sounds like you're talking about saving people.
Like you're a Marine that likes to save people. That's your...
They can think what they want.
That's your credit.
They can take from it what they want.
Sure.
So I give up soda, man. I do my LaCroix.
It's not worth it, man.
It's not worth it.
Once you're off the soda train... You go back to drinking soda, and it's the...
it's gross.
It's too much. Yeah. It tastes like candy.
And that's the thing. Like, it's so bad for you. That it is really the thing. Is.
Yeah.
It's so bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and man, I used to fucking grab 3 or 4 right out of the fridge a night.
Juggle them?
Juggle them. Give them all kisses goodnight and put them back in the fridge. I would down those boys.
3 or 4? When I was
three
young?
3 or 4 in, like, a night. I'd have like 7 in a day.
When was this?
Maybe about like...
Last week?
Well, 7's maybe a lot. 7. But like when I worked at Sony, their fridges were stocked with Coca-Cola products.
It's free.
So you're like, what is it? 11:45 in the morning?
Yeah.
Go get me a Coke Zero.
Some people have Diet Coke instead of coffee. And then my friend Mia...
I never
saw
the difference, honestly. Because people would be like drinking their coffee in the morning at Sony when I used to work there, and I would like pop open a Coke Zero, and someone would be like, "Oh man, Coke Zero in the morning, man! What are you doing?
What are you doing?"
I was like, "I'm sorry. What are you sucking on coffee too?"
Yeah,
same shit, man. Especially if you put a bunch of sugar in it.
Do you drink coffee?
No, fuck no.
You don't?
No.
Didn't you?
Nah.
When we were at SourceFed, did you not have a coffee cup that stirred itself?
Yes. I was given that. Yeah. A fan sent me that. And by the way, that thing is the shit. Yeah, I put tea in it. That thing's really cool.
Tea in it?
I put a little cocoa.
Oh.
Or like an apple cider mix that they have at the office. Yeah.
With apple cider spices and spice pack.
I like apple cider.
Yeah, apple cider's great.
I also like Martinelli's apple sparkling juice.
I know that you're not a Bozeman. But apple cider with hot apple cider with whiskey in it is
a nice little Christmas treat.
That's the
that's a winter kiss.
That's the autumnal equinox drink.
It is. Yeah. I thought it was like a winter time,
like a winter's kiss.
But it's a fall hug.
Yeah.
It's a fall fondle.
It's
a fondle.
Fondle.
Fondant. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee, man. Okay. You can talk about it all day and all night. I don't drink it. My friend I will Mia, have the candy bar.
Can I finish my
Starbucks
goddamn thought about
I'm
my
sorry.
Friend
I don't
Mia.
Think I was done with my thought.
Remember when I brought up my friend Mia and you railroaded it?
I'll drink the candy bar drinks from Starbucks, the coffee ones.
The ones with all the caramel.
Yeah, because they're basically just they're sweet treats.
Yeah. Can I tell you about my friend Mia?
Yeah, go ahead now with your friend Mia.
She drinks, and there's the, what's the last one? Second to last? I'm going to tell you about Mia. She drinks Diet Coke and coffee simultaneously.
What?
She has a podcast, and I've watched her do it. It's
so
too
she'll
much
be like,
for me.
Sip a coffee,
maybe put it down.
Put it down.
She'll pick up the other cup.
Gulp it.
That has Diet Coke in it. She'll drink that. Put it down. Keep podcasting.
Maybe she's very concerned with the temperature of her throat.
Oh, she likes to regulate the temperature?
Do you think that that is the case?
Like, ooh, I need to warm them up a little bit. Coffee. Ooh, I got to cool them off now.
Like, for the sake of podcasting?
Or maybe she just likes the hot coffee and then a swig of a cold Coke.
I'm sure she likes it. I'm sure she wouldn't do it if she didn't like it for some reason.
Are you sure?
No, I'm saying it's weird to me, personally. It offends me, personally.
Okay. And guess what? That's okay.
No, it's absolutely okay. It just struck me as weird.
Can I tell you about something that happened recently in my life?
On a podcast? I don't think we should.
Okay. So what'd you bring?
Say your thing.
We've spoken a lot in great length about the crazy woman that lives in the building that I live in.
Yeah. I want to plant this in your head before you say this.
Okay.
Is this going to be another crazy lady story?
Yes.
I was listening to an episode of something.
Okay.
Maybe it was when I wasn't here. The Delman one.
Yeah.
When you were talking about scary things that could happen.
Yes.
And I want to tell you a scary thing I thought of that might give you nightmares.
What was that sound?
It was I don't know, beeps. Is the fridge closed?
It was beeps. Is the fridge? Is it slightly open? I didn't touch it. Did you hear the sound, though? Where'd it come from? Beeps.
You'll find the beeps.
But no one just opened the fridge. Where do those beeps come from?
Camera?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Oh, the camera died.
Camera shut off.
Okay.
Well, there goes that.
Okay. So what was your scary thought? Do you want to tell me first?
I'll tell you after. I'll tell you after.
Oh, and I saw what you were doing over there. Where is it? It's over there.
Is it?
Yeah. I put it upside down because it was scaring me.
What's happening?
Hold on. I'm getting there. It should be right up top.
Is he going through the pretzel bag?
It's not up top? There she blows. Come over. Bring me that without showing Mike what that is. Uh-oh. Please. What?
Yeah.
All right. It's a little show and tell.
Okay. Well, Chantel.
All right. Do you want me to tell my story before you tell yours?
Yeah. Did you decide that? Mine's not anything. Yeah.
I like that you want to add to the scary things, though, because you already did with the door that makes a shush sound.
Oh, boy. Fuck that door.
I don't think the podcast listeners know about it.
Well, we'll talk about
it. This is in game.
Yeah.
The door that exits my hall down to the floor.
Yeah.
Where you walk home.
As soon as you're down about 5 steps out of the door, it closes, and at a certain point, it makes a sound like it says, shh. It's like a perfect human, get out of here right now, shh, sound. Perfect. Every time. And I forget about it every time.
What if that was the message that was being beamed to us from that other planet?
Just please.
No, it's just shh.
Yeah. That's it. Too like, loud.
It's a tongue and vocal cords.
Yeah.
Shushing us
like
from
that.
A planet billions of years away from us.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
But there is you have contributed to some scary things about this place.
Yeah.
Like the shush door.
Mm-hmm.
the shoreway. I go through the shentrance.
The sheller door.
The Shexit. I go through the Shexit all day, every day. Oh. And I don't notice the sh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I did. But that well, time that you told me about it, I did notice it.
Right. Same. Owen says same.
Right?
Yeah.
After I heard about it, the first time I heard it, I was like, huh. But then I haven't heard it again.
Yeah, I don't. I guess it's. Do you hear it every time?
More or less every time.
You like tune in to. Do you listen for it? Do you wait for it?
No, I forget about it every time.
You forget about it, and then you're like, oh, there's that shut. It's creepy.
It scares me every time.
Wow.
Is what I'm saying. It's part of my life here.
But you liked that we were talking about the woman appearing in my house. Yes. Or the woman like leaving my house as I'm coming up to it.
Yeah, specifically I like that you said terrifies at me. One point you had to stop because it was getting too scary. Yeah,
it was getting too scary.
Yeah.
Even Bree was scared too because she had to walk back to her car. What's yours? I'm curious.
Well, I want to hear the fucking story.
Okay, but don't forget.
Okay. I won't.
Oh man, this is kind of a, I'm going to try to make this as short as possible.
Okay.
But there's a bit of a build up to this story. In our building, there were notices around saying that there was a stray cat in the complex.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a note that's like, I think I talked about this on the episode. I think I did. I think I talked about this on the one with Delman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't I, Owen? Maybe?
Yeah. No.
Where did I talk about it?
I think you did.
On the other show?
Yeah, we were gonna, and then we didn't.
No, but I mentioned the notes that said, like, there's a cat in here. Whose cat is this?
I don't know.
I think it was on the one with Delman. Anyway, even if I have, you haven't heard it yet, and this show's not about anybody else but us. So, I was doing some laundry the other day.
Took too long to get here.
I was doing some laundry like a couple weeks ago.
Holy crap.
And in the laundry room entrance, there was a note that said, there is a cat in the building. Whose cat is it? I don't know if it had a collar or not. But it's like, whose cat is it? Please don't allow your cat to just roam around the complex.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Fair request.
Right? And then it had all this other stuff written on it. Like, it's like, this cat belongs to no one. Have seen it for months or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, weird. And then next to the laundry room in this building on the first floor, there's a gym. And the gym door was closed. And on the gym door was another note that said, the cat is in here.
In the gym?
In the gym. And the door is closed because it seems like someone doesn't want to let the cat out, maybe. And they're like...
Well, you know the old phrase.
The old saying, don't let the cat out of the gym. If there's a cat in the gym, close the door.
Yeah.
The old adage.
The old adage, yeah.
If there's a cat in the gym, let Jim in. Anyway, so...
Gymnasium.
Shalotties. Where you can... The gymnasium where you can do shalotties.
He lives Schweitz.
That was a stretch, but it worked. It ended up working.
All right.
Anyway, squats. So you...
Make sure you stretch.
And when you're done, have a shower. Anyway.
If you like going there a lot, you know what you get?
What do you get?
Membership.
God damn it. Anyway. Jesus Christ. So the sign said their cat is in here, and it's like, it looks like it's being fed, and like, so whose cat is it?
Uh-huh.
And so it was like, please remove the cat, it can't live in the gym. So I opened the door and went into the gym, and in the corner of the room, cat's on the left corner, the cat's doing pull-ups. It's on the treadmill. The cat is in the corner of the room in a little bed, and there's like a litter box and like a bowl of food and everything, and it's just looking at me. And so I was like, man, what the fuck? That's so weird. So I closed the door and just fucking did my laundry, and I didn't think of it. then I noticed that I haven't been seeing the old woman.
Oh, no.
I haven't been seeing the crazy woman.
Okay.
Like, I really haven't. Yeah. Like, 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen her. She's usually, like, doing some insane shit by the garbage. She's usually, like...
Do I ask you to expand on that?
She's usually, like, dragging trash from the outside and, like, screaming about it and then taking it to the garbage in our building.
Okay.
Like, I saw her once dragging a, like, baby, like... What are those, like... playpens.
Uh-huh.
Or like a crib, like a broken baby crib.
Okay.
Which is terrifying.
Yes.
And she was dragging it behind her going like, oh yeah, well, you know, oh yeah, well, yeah, right, well, I'm just gonna go, it's like, throw this away, and I'm gonna drag it back. Imagine hearing that and seeing a terrifying woman dragging a baby's carriage.
I don't want it anymore, and I have it.
So I've seen her do it.
Okay.
So... Usually, and in fact, there have been several times when I've parked in my parking spot and I see that there's a side door inside the garage where the garbage is.
Sure.
And that door was open and there was like some trash on the ground. And I was like, oh my God, she's coming. She's here. Like, she's there, either behind that door or in the garbage area. But she's here, and I'm fucking terrified, and I just want to get out of my car and go in and get into my apartment.
Yeah.
I was laughing really hard because your impression of her was, like, pretty accurate. I was like, yeah, that's exactly it.
Right?
Yeah.
Owen said perfectly accurate impression.
Of the scary lady.
Yeah.
The crazy... Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's the shit she's yelling. Yeah. Unintelligible, weird shit at that intensity.
So she hasn't been around, and now you're thinking, what about this cat?
So, and I...
You think it's her cat and something bad happened to her?
Well, actually, that's the more logical thing to think.
I would love to know what you actually think, knowing that your first inkling is not the... the logical thing. What supernatural bullshit?
We got this paper here.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. Okay. I may have jumped the gun.
There's a paper that I got.
Yeah.
On my door.
On your door.
On my door.
Okay.
Attention, residents. Is this your cat? Do you know the owner of the cat? The cat appears to have or had a home. Or had a home. She is gray with a pink collar. Uh-huh. Regretfully, if this cat remains unclaimed, animal control must be notified. And then there was this photo.
Uh-huh.
And
it's a photo of a cat.
I recalled that the cat was in fact gray.
Yeah.
And the woman, the scary woman, the crazy scary lady, has gray hair.
So what you're saying?
Well, I put two and two together. What does 2 + 2 equal? Every time. What is 2 plus 2 equal, Mike, every time?
It's 4 every time.
I put it together, and I got 4 every time. So I put this together in my head, and guess what I got?
Is it 4?
4. You want to check my math?
We can run it back.
I can write it down. Where's my pen?
So what?
I got a fucking creepy feeling in my head that the woman died. And she became that cat. Because she's a terrifying person. Which, in my photographic evidence, seems to be looking directly into my soul.
Can I tell you what disproves that, unfortunately?
What's that?
May I?
Yeah, you may.
If this cat in this photograph was looking directly at the camera...
You're right. You're right.
That's your sign.
It's not looking at the camera.
I don't think this is your cat.
You don't think that's the lady?
I don't think that's the lady.
Well, I'll tell you what it isn't. The lady. Because I saw her again. I saw her recently. And frankly, I was a bit relieved.
Oh, yeah?
It was equal parts relief and terror.
Yeah.
Because I kind of took comfort in the fact that maybe she had moved on.
You want this lady.
Well, you're going to say something that I don't really mean.
What I think I'm hearing is what I'm...
I just, look, when the opportunity seemed to have presented itself, it was a slightly comforting thought.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I don't wish any ill will on this woman because she's probably already tortured on a daily basis by her own degradation.
Laying it on pretty thick.
But if she were to somehow never come back here, there would be a small comfort in my body.
Are you just saying that because of... You would be relieved of future awkward situations.
Yeah, and terrifying situations.
Terrifying situations.
She scares me, man.
Yeah, I get it.
Legit.
She hasn't yelled at traffic in a long time.
Yeah, you haven't seen her out there, huh?
No, because this morning specifically, there were many beeps. Many, many elongated beeps. And usually when that happens, she'll go out on her deck and yell a lot.
Yeah.
At everybody.
Now, just so I'm clear, because I don't know if I'm
clear
guessing this correctly, but she's above the garage, right? The entrance to the garage?
Yes.
Like on that balcony?
One or two up.
Well, yeah. If you saw it, if I took you out there, could you point it out to me?
I don't know. Okay. That I could do
the exact I pointed way. Out to you what I think it is, would you be able to kind of...
I don't know that I want to now knowing that you want her gone. I don't know that I can give up her location.
Listen, man, I'm not a murderer.
Okay.
I would never.
I got to take you on your word on that.
I'm just fascinated by this woman, frankly.
So you're going to climb up her balcony?
No, I wish I knew more about why she is the way she is. And it like satisfies my curiosity to know where to look.
Uh-huh.
To potentially catch a moment with her.
I'd say just hang out in the lobby.
Well.
Or by the garbage.
That's a little scarier. Because if it's on my terms, I know where she is.
Yeah.
She's in a very safe distance away. Then I'll feel a little bit better about that.
Sure.
I had an encounter with her the other morning as I was leaving.
Great.
I was opening the big gate.
This is what I wait for.
She was coming up to the big gate out of the garage.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like she was going to come in. But she wasn't going towards the small door with the handle on it. You know how some gates...
She was coming in the gate.
She was walking towards the open... She was walking towards the closed gate.
She was going to go through that gate.
I mean, I'm not saying she wouldn't have had I opened the gate. She was going
to
get
up to the gate, then turn into liquid, and then form around the bars, and then...
Well, don't be ridiculous. Again, and then don't go. Be ridiculous, Mike. She would have turned into the cat. So I was coming through and I was like, well, guess what? She's walking towards that closed gate. I'm going to do a nice thing and I'm going to open it right now for her.
Yeah.
To let her in.
what she has specifically not done for you many, many times.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's how I work, Mike. I take the high road.
Sure.
I think karma might be a real thing.
Which is funny because you were in your car.
Yeah, ma. So I open the gate for her and she comes right through it. And then I start driving towards the open gate and she's coming towards my car and she starts to walk around the right side of my car, the passenger side.
Lifts up your car. Throws it
takes
into
me
the
to
wall.
Her dimension. So I can see the hell she deals with. So I can see what she's working with on the daily.
Brings me
what kind of upside down terrible shit's happening in her dimension.
Grabs my car with both hands, drags me off to her dimension. We spent a good 45 minutes there.
Like a guy complaining about his job at the bar. Drags me into her dimension.
Like talking about traffic.
Shit's all kinds of upside down there.
I pull into the driveway. Next thing you know, I'm in her dimension.
I saw an elephant eating a house in that dimension. I saw shit I can't explain. And when I tried to take a picture with my iPhone, the image was all garbled up. I heard a voice in my head that said, "Don't." So guess what, man? I didn't, because I was like, what the fuck was that?
Because realistically, man, you hear that fucking voice, why would you?
I heard it in my body. It was as if someone went into my body to tell me don't.
You know who doesn't exist? The guy who hears the word don't and then comes back with, well, I'll show you.
That's right. I didn't want to mess with that. That seemed to be out of control shit.
Yeah.
That seemed to be some upside down, sideways shit.
I just keep picturing an elephant gnawing on a house.
It's a big elephant. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
She walked by my car, and as I was driving very slowly past her to be considerate, she was like, yeah, yeah, you better watch out. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Like me driving that slow was like my punishment for the last time I did something to her. Like, that's right, you're now driving slow. And I've never done that. But I think one of her triggers is a fast car.
Okay.
Like, I think I've heard her yell at someone turning the corner saying they're too fast.
Oh, I remember you saying that.
In fact, our very own Brett here experienced that.
Okay.
It's time for History Road. Doesn't it seem like it's not time for History Road?
Yeah, I had a lot. Whatever, that's okay.
Listen, you know what it is? We're at 48 minutes.
Okay, let's bring it around.
So, like, no, we can push. I want to know what you want to talk about.
Now it's going to be bad now, all of it.
No way, man. It's only going to get better from here.
Oh, there's what I thought of before that you reminded me to remember.
Oh, yeah, I want to know. Yes, please.
So, Matt, this is another, like, scary in here with a lady
go
type
for
situation.
It, I'm leaving.
You come home.
After you leave tonight, I'm going somewhere and then coming back late. So I'll go ahead and think about
this. So you come back and Owen's not there. Owen's on a Tinder date.
Okay.
Okay? Getting some Tindale. Tinder-tale.
Getting some Tindertainment.
Tindertainment system.
Yeah.
Sony Tindertainment system. So you come home, there's no one here, and you flip on the lights, and it's silent.
Okay.
But, like, none of your shit's on, like you had a blackout.
Okay.
You know?
Like there's like no light at all.
There's no numbers
flickering
on your stove.
Time. There's nothing. Oh, right? So it's like the power is out.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So you go into your room, and
I wouldn't get that far until I try.
All right, so let's say
like
you
flip
the off the switch and you flip it back on and everything is fine.
Okay.
And your lights are all on and
okay,
shit like
okay.
that. You go into your room and you turn on the light to your room and it's silent. It's only your footprints.
Okay.
And she's in the corner looking at you with her mouth wide open and she's shaking her head no as fast as she can.
I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you.
I said that I was sorry first. I said it twice.
That's so fucking terrifying. Mike, what made you think of that?
I don't know. Sometimes it's I just so think it's scary. Terrifying.
That's probably, I would instantly die.
My friend.
I would, my heart would stop.
Yeah. What and do then, you think wait, your you face would be? You could have made it
even
be.
Scarier. And okay, then good. After I see her do that for like 7 seconds, yeah. The lights go out again.
Oh, there it is.
And then there's like fast rustling sound.
Yeah. Or nothing. What's worse?
If it's nothing and I'm okay and I can turn the light on and she's gone.
Yeah.
Then I think I don't come back here ever again. I think I go to Bree's place.
Yeah.
And I say, I'm going to need to stay here.
I want to take the next step.
For a while.
And that means never going back to where I live. Ever again.
What's the next step? For any reason.
That's what that
means. Oh, you're saying.
You move in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary. Anyway, yeah, it's just something I thought of. You could forget about it now if you want.
Oh, sure. Let me just forget about it really quick. Let me just get that terrifying image out of my head.
Yeah, just forget it's gone. About it. Oh, good.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about now? Next.
Well, literally anything.
Okay. I got this book.
Okay.
All right.
What do you got, what do you got there, buddy?
So I went to the bookstore.
What you got there, buddy?
I went to the bookstore with Andrew Delman the other day to get a book called Save the Cat. Because I need to learn how to write scripts. Oh,
we were just talking about Save the Cat on the other podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the first time show.
Oh, nice. I got the sequel because they didn't have the original. But so this, I thought,
but that's okay.
Tarantino it. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
I need to learn the basics.
Okay.
So it's not good for me. Anyway, so I picked up this other book.
How deep in are you in there?
I read most of the back.
Okay. The back?
Cover.
Oh, okay. Got it. I was like, did you go to the end of the book?
I read most of the quotes on the back.
Okay.
And then I put it down.
I like that you did that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. I want to get, you figure out after a while that there are things that you could do to make possibilities of projects happen, actually happen.
Yeah.
And that's by doing most of the work.
Yeah.
And spelling it out for people.
Yeah, you have to do that.
I want
to
do this with all my friends, and then they get excited that you have everything done. That's all it is.
Yeah.
What? Do you have something to say? I got this place all figured out, dude. Hollywood? Pfft. Next. Let's go to Sacramento.
Got anything to add, Owen?
Do you have anything to add to what I said? You made noises, and it distracted me.
You did make a noise.
Yeah, that was the one.
Is that okay, Owen? You're that right.
Really putting him on the spot this week. Uh-huh. I feel like we're bullying. So I grabbed this other book on the way out, and it's 642 things to write about.
That's cool.
Okay. It says, by the San Francisco Writer's Grotto. You ever been in a writer's grotto?
Wait. Let me see what word you're saying.
Grotto.
Grotto.
Yeah. I don't know what a writer's grotto is.
I guess it's...
It's when you're in a hot
tub. It must be
with
some
writers.
Kind of hangout.
Sure.
For writers.
So it's just all these prompts. And there's 642 of them. So whenever like you're having a brain fart or you can't get out of your own way...
You just open that up and you can find nothing to write about.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Or start your day writing about something.
Yeah.
I have two things in here so far. Do you want to...
Yeah.
And then I figure...
Wait, are you adding your own things?
Yeah, you write in the book, man.
But it's what is it saying to you before you write things? Like, what's the prompt?
I'm going to read you some fucking examples.
Okay, because now I'm
That's
confused.
That's the only logical thing that happens next is I show you how this book
works. Well, I thought you were just going to read what you wrote, not why you wrote it.
Why would I do that?
Because you said, let me read to you what I wrote. Let me read to you what this says.
I'm going to read this to you and it's going to make perfect sense. Because before I read you what I wrote, I'm going to read you why I wrote that.
That would be great.
Because that's the only thing that could happen now.
All I'm asking is that you explain to me why you wrote what you did.
1, 2, 3.
Before you read it.
Here we go. The prompt is, this is the first one in the book.
Okay.
What can happen in a second? Then it gives you this little 25% of the page.
Wow.
right?
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
And immediately, your mind is racing.
What'd you write?
You could fart in a second.
That's great. That's probably what I would have written,
and
too.
And then it says, brackets, you could fart in a second. I'm honestly very sorry for starting this book off like that. I'm living my truth. And then I close the bracket, and then it says, sometimes, if you're lucky, it will go on for a couple seconds. Not quick seconds, either. Good Mississippis.
Some solid sips?
Yeah. We're talking about some good, whole...
Missy sips.
Missy sips. And then, I guess I'm doing one a day.
Okay.
But it doesn't say, like, 365 things to write about.
Oh, okay, but you've done that. You've decided you're going to do one a day.
I think so.
That's a great exercise, Mike. I love that.
Do you think it would be funny to make little, like, Instagram videos out of them?
That's fun, yeah.
Because we're kind of moving into the people start making content for that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to be funny in a different way.
I like that a lot, Mike.
We'll see what happens.
I like it. I feel like I would love to do something like this, but I get tired of writing with hand. I'm more of a typist.
Whose hand? Have I met?
Hand.
Oh, your hand.
Yeah, hand.
You get tired of writing by hand.
Yeah, and also hand.
Two hands.
Hand and also hand.
Yeah, there's both of them.
Yeah. I don't like writing with hand.
Okay.
By hand.
Sure.
I like to type.
Okay. Are you a typewriter person? Would you have a typewriter?
I would like a typewriter, yeah.
I feel like you're that amount of...
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to write out some on a typewriter.
Sure. Okay, so the second thing, and this is as far as I got.
Okay.
Only 640 left. Gotta save them. This is the worst Thanksgiving dish you've ever had.
Oh.
Okay.
That's tough for me because I wouldn't be able to think of it.
Have you always had good Thanksgiving?
You know what, man? Now that I think about it, I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
I don't like turkey.
Hmm. Dry?
It's just too dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I've had bad turkey. Uh-huh. I've had good turkey too, but there's...
Wait, like, a minute. You've had good and bad turkey?
Now that I think about it. But I will say this.
Are you ready to say that here on the podcast?
Well, now that you say it like that. I just feel like Thanksgiving food is so good. Thanksgiving food.
Yeah. You never just eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
No, no, no.
You eat turkey in an amalgamation on the fork with a bunch of other things. Sweet potatoes.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Cranbapples.
Stuffing.
Grab.
All kinds of grab.
You look at the table. That's one big grab.
You're going to get a Thanksgiving grab you'll never forget. I love grab.
I'm glad that came back.
I love it. I want to use it, but I don't know if I've figured it out yet.
You're sitting at the table with your family and everyone ate and you unbutton your pants and you're leaning back on your chair and you hit your stomach and you're like, well, that's some good Thanksgiving grab.
Well, I've had enough grab for one night. Yeah. It's like grub.
It is kind of like rough.
Before you continue.
Yeah.
I feel like Thanksgiving food is as delicious to me as breakfast food.
Okay.
Which is two very different things.
Also, this is just slightly off topic. Leftover Thanksgiving food makes a great breakfast food.
I fucking love. See, that's why I like Thanksgiving.
That was like a quilt. Yeah. What we just did.
We did. We wove it.
Yeah.
Mike, I feel closer to you than ever before.
Okay. Are we getting a kiss?
No.
It's not that.
Well, we're a little far away from each other, and frankly, I'm tired.
All right. Maybe a different time.
Won't get up for it.
Can you get up? Should I call someone?
No, I will. I'm just not going to. I'm not motivated enough yet to kiss you.
The worst Thanksgiving dish you've ever had. I read and I write. I wrote it, and then I'm going to read it now. I like a lot of Thanksgiving food. It's really difficult to find something that I don't like. That being said, one year my Uncle Tom got cute and decided to put the giblets, which is a cute way of saying leftover turkey organs, in with the gravy. And I was like, excuse me? And I was like, you fucked the gravy. I have gravy once a year, and you put organs in it. That's like spitting in a birthday cake. The end. I love this book.
I like that observation, but I don't agree with it very much.
Which, the birthday cake analogy?
Yeah.
You have turkey and gravy once a year. That's not like spitting in a birthday cake. And you put giblet gravy on it, and that's not like spitting in a birthday cake. Also, I would like to point out before anybody else does how disrespectful it is of me that my uncle went through all the trouble of cooking Thanksgiving dinner, and I didn't lift a finger. And then you shit on it. And then I shit on the gravy. That's me being a bad person.
Well, I mean, but you like what you like, and you were a kid probably, right?
I was a kid. I was a child.
So, kids do some dumb shit. Couldn't have
been more than 37.
Kids do dumb shit.
Yeah.
And they say dumb shit.
Yeah.
They don't mean it.
And I think I said this now, which is why I'm apologizing and making sure people know that I'm the dick.
Why are they called giblets?
I don't know that.
I don't like it. I don't like that giblets is just a way. It's literally turkey organs. You're right. It's like guts.
Liver.
Guts.
Intestine.
Guts.
Do you have it?
Do I have guts?
Over to Mo with the leaderboard. Over to you, Mo. Mo.
That's me, I'm Mo.
That's me. We got Mo leading with about a 19.
We've got him coming in at 90.
We've got Marco, who loves soccer and rollerblading, coming in at about
90.
Next up is Jennifer, and she's a swimmer, and she's got about 19. Everybody's tied up. Thank you, Mo. So that's that. Would you like me to, as an exercise, give you a prompt, or do you want to do History Road?
Oh, wow. Wait, are you saying instead of a History Road?
No, I don't want something instead.
Okay.
I guess I just meant on the way to. Oh, you're saying
in addition to. Yeah. Sure, I'd like that.
All right, I'm just
gonna I'm not done talking about giblets yet, though, or Thanksgiving food.
Thank you for the warning.
So, like, before we move on, may I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm pretty sure I've eaten a lot of giblet gravy.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
Now are you done?
I'm pretty sure I've eaten a lot of giblet gravy, and I was unaware it was giblet gravy.
And you didn't know? How would you not know?
Well, how could you know?
There are chunks. First of all, I saw the proceeds. I saw giblets as their own thing.
Were they in a bag?
A bag of giblets.
Yeah.
They were in a tin. In cooking in the turkey juice.
Why do people want that? Why do they want the guts? Isn't that weird?
Maybe it's not weird because it's not being wasteful.
I mean, I get that part of it.
It's like, you know, bullfighters?
Yes.
You know they eat the bull after that?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Yes,
but
or
I'm
no?
I'm just confused about that, why we don't do that with other animals too.
I think,
like, why aren't we eating, like, cow giblets?
Intestine? I think when you have, like, pig intestine, which is a thing.
Sure.
Tripe. You have to pull out all the tripe, poop.
Something else.
Right?
Yeah, you got to squeeze out the poop, like shrimp.
So there's a lot of, like, poison organs, I think. That's why you...
But you think turkey is not?
I don't know.
Huh.
It's small. And maybe not. I also don't know anything.
Yeah.
I think it's important to point that out early on.
Okay. Well, I think that you're being hard on yourself because I think you know some things.
There's no need to call names.
No, sure I did that.
Pick a number.
Okay.
Also, it's important to point out
wasn't done talking about Thanksgiving. Go ahead. Let's do this. Let's do it.
I hope that there's another prompt about Thanksgiving. Go ahead and pick a number. Also, it's important to point out that none of the pages or prompts are numbered. So right now you're just picking a number.
They really aren't numbered?
No.
Well, then why are you asking me to pick a number?
I think it's a fun thing to do. How about you just flip
and I'll say stop. Stop.
Left or right? Page.
Right.
Oh, God. I think I broke the book. Did you hear that sound?
I did. It's okay. You're in the middle.
Pick a classic fairy tale, comma, and set it in your modern day hometown.
Whoa.
So
from where I was born?
No.
Or like where I currently live.
L.A.
Okay. My favorite fairy tale?
Classic fairy tale. Or just
a classic fairy tale?
Pick a classic fairy tale.
Oh, man. This is tough.
It has to be in Oxnard.
Well, yeah, because I wasn't born in L.A. I was born in Oxnard.
Well, that's your hometown.
You said your recent hometown.
It's where I currently live?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I would, if I was doing this, which I'm not, this is you.
It would be L.A.?
It would be L.A.
Okay.
Bringing any fairy tale to L.A. I think is funny. Automatically.
What's the best that could be said in L.A., though?
If all of the dwarves lived in Silver Lake.
They would be tatted up and have piercings.
And they all owned a coffee bookshop.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Belle, right? Could live, and she could work in like Beverly Hills or Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And the Beast could be a tattoo artist in Venice.
So you're saying like all the fairy tales.
No, well, I'm just saying these are the possibilities.
Possibilities.
Yeah.
I think if the dwarves had a bookstore, they would also have a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I think it would be called High Hoes.
They would have a dispensary called High Hoes.
High Hoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, High. H-I-G-H.
Yeah.
Not H-I.
No. And they would all, most of them would vape, and Dopey would be a pothead. Dopey. That's funny.
I think basically any fairy tale.
Yes, it is, Mike. Good job.
I think basically any fairy tale with magic.
Yeah.
Would make an interesting.
Isn't that what LA makes him story. A fairy tale? You're talking about Magic Johnson?
Yeah. Is there magic in every fairy tale? I guess
so.
There is.
Isn't that what makes him?
Yeah.
Magic?
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Pinocchio would be kind of cool. I want a puppet. It'll be alive.
Pinocchio would be for sale at Nerdist.
Yeah. Like you could buy Pinocchio?
Yeah. And like no one knows he's magic.
Would he also do stand up there?
Yeah, he does in the back room.
Yeah.
He does
Meltdown?
Open mic.
He does it at Meltdown.
He does Meltdown. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, so you on Tinder?
And he'd be like, well, I like living in LA. And his nose would start growing. And everyone's like, yeah, his fucking nose is growing. He's lying. Yeah, I fucking love this guy.
Pinocchio, you doing the nose bit tonight?
Nope. Yeah. See you out there, boys. Hey, you look good tonight.
He's a dick.
You guys have been a great crowd.
Seriously, though.
Same time next week, guys.
Seriously, though. Thanks for coming out.
Tip your waitress. Dude, he's so fucking funny. His fucking nose. Dude, his nose grows.
I've never seen anything like
lies.
It. Pinocchio, yeah, he's just like a decent open mic comic.
Pinocchio would be the perfect witness on the stand on a courtroom.
Yeah.
In a court case.
They try to get him in every court case and he's all strung out.
Pinocchio, you're strung out, but we want you on the case.
I can't see any more pain.
Yeah, but listen, we need good guys like you. Good guys that can't lie. I can lie. Yeah, but like, you don't want that nose growing.
I don't like that situation.
What makes it grow back?
Is that Pinocchio in L.A.?
Yeah.
The LAPD?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What makes it go back?
Does it
sleep?
Telling the truth?
Maybe. Well, that
dude, Pinocchio would be
it
like...
It would never stop oscillating. You know?
Yeah.
It would be too much if it was just...
Maybe he's... I mean, are you saying that he can't go a day without lying? Or he can't go
no,
a few
I'm
minutes
saying
without
if
lying?
No, I'm saying if it goes down with truth... And up with lies, everything you say is either like a truth or a lie. So it would constantly
not really.
Be...
He could tell the truth and be all right. He could keep telling the truth.
What if he's just telling someone a story and next thing you know, his nose is like.
But like, why would he be telling a story with lies in it?
No, but that's what I'm saying. If it's only attached to lies. So if he tells the truth, if he just says something factual, nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
It can't shrink, though.
Right.
You're saying it shrinks by him telling the truth. I'm saying, I said, like, that doesn't make it, like, too much.
Well, I think you misunderstood. I'm saying, like,
don't ever tell me something and put your finger up in the air ever again. I promise you, as your friend, I'll listen to anything you have to say without that tiny finger.
I'm an animated person, Mike. The finger up means nothing.
Oh, hold on, it's just a minute.
My body's on autopilot. That's like whatever fucking crazy bastard in my brain is controlling my arms.
Okay.
That's what he likes to do.
Okay,
he thinks that's a good bit.
Yeah.
I think you misunderstood what I'm saying. I'm saying, let's say he's doing his stand-up routine.
Yeah.
He's stacking breaks. He's having a great time.
That sounds great.
His nose is big.
Yeah.
Because he's doing his lie bit.
Sure.
The whole time. Yeah. So his nose is like in the crowd almost now.
What makes it
What attract? Makes it come back?
Yeah.
Is it telling the truth?
No. That's what we were just talking about. For the last 10 minutes.
You were saying when it's normal and not grown, if he told the truth, it wouldn't get smaller.
Right.
It would just stay.
Right.
And that's the part where I'm like, yeah, duh.
I'm worried that it's going to retract back into his head. He's going to have no nose. You're saying that he gets to a point
where it's so long.
That's just the regular. No. The other way.
Yeah, there does get to it gets to a point where it is as small as it gets. It's his normal nose.
Okay, that I'm on board with.
Yeah.
So but he like, can how keep does he... telling the truth.
Yeah, and then let's say he's like, all right, I'm done with my set. Have a good one, guys. And his nose is fucking way the fuck out there because he did his bits.
He's knocking over drinks.
He goes backstage and he goes, oh man, I'm tired as fuck. I just want to go home. I'm fucking like, oh, I'm not doing well, man. I'm sad. I'm depressed. Yeah, and then it's like normal nose and he goes like, all right, see you next week. Like, is that how he gets it back?
I guess. I like that.
Okay.
I'm on board with all of it now. I was worried that maybe it would either disappear or go through the back of his head.
Now, if Pinocchio is real in Los Angeles, who's the fox? Is there a talking fox alive as well?
Like Swift, the fox?
There's a fox that wants that puppet for his dirty show, his late night show.
Oh, it's just like a booker.
He's that criminal fox who's also a...
He's
a burglar. He's a fox. An actual fox.
Yeah, he's a manager or an agent.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is he a fox? In our life?
Like an actual
in
fox?
In our world, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if it's fairy tales, then yeah.
But he's as tall as a man.
That's
terrifying. Can we cast other characters? What's that movie? I think it was George Clooney did the voice of some fucking
Fantastic
fox.
Mr. Fox?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Can we cast Fantastic Mr. Fox in a movie?
About... this Pinocchio, this L.A. Pinocchio movie? Yeah. We can have a stop-motion fox, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Play the fox, sure.
Yeah.
I think if we're going to do that, we might as well have Pinocchio be stop-motion as well.
Okay. Who voices
Pinocchio? Let's aesthetically
Pinocchio?
Keep it that. You know what, man? I'm going to throw a name out there, and I think it's a good choice.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera. That's exactly what I was thinking. I swear to God.
Oh, shit.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You know who else could be a big break?
Who?
Sam.
Sam Basher?
Right?
I think he's great, but he's not going to pull in anybody.
You're right.
He's not going to pull in those Michael Cera numbers.
Sam Basher is not going to get this movie made.
Sam can be in it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sam can be in it.
Physically.
Sam will be one of Pinocchio's friends.
Okay.
I think we're going to need some star power on that. We're going to need a name on that poster.
We're going to need a big YouTuber. What's I, Justine, doing?
I think she's...
Love interest?
I think she's in it, yeah. No,
would
I don't,
she
I don't
want
think,
to be
I,
in this
I
movie?
Personally, I feel like... we need like Anna Akana.
Yeah.
To be like the love interest.
Okay.
Let's have some diversity.
In. 100% in.
I want her to be the love interest.
Who else? Who else is in the movie?
Let's only
YouTubers.
Only YouTubers? Let's have Joe Beretta in it somewhere.
Joe Beretta's in.
I think Zay Frank should be Geppetto.
Okay. Okay.
You down?
I would do that.
Okay.
I'd put
you
Elliot
got a different
in.
Geppetto? You got a different
no.
Geppetto in mind?
Yes, kind
who?
Of.
Okay, let's hear it.
But he's a traditional actor.
Okay, who is it?
Jeff Bridges.
I think it should be a Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Or like, I'd like to see a Tim Roth.
Tim Roth.
He was the guy that was in like Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
And like a bunch of movies.
I mean, I'll look him up. I don't have his number.
Maybe even like Gary Oldman.
Can Delman?
What about Gary Oldman?
Ooh, Gary Oldman.
He's Geppetto.
Yeah, I like
that. Yeah. Who's Elliot in it?
Elliot and Delman don't have speaking parts.
I know what Sam's part is.
What's that?
Sam is the friend, is Pinocchio's friend.
Yeah.
But he also becomes he becomes a donkey on Pleasure Island.
Oh shit. Sam's the donkey.
He becomes a donkey.
Breakout role.
Yeah. I mean, he'll change back.
Well,
he'll be
it's
a donkey.
Just the movie.
You're saying it won't happen to him in real life? Because I'm still talking about the movie. I don't know what you're talking about. I think you misunderstood.
Got one.
Got one. It sounds like the worst storm that has ever happened.
Yeah.
When
that's
I do that.
That's a storm out on the, in the ocean.
Yeah, that's deep, an ocean's storm.
You can't see land. But
let's write a movie called Ocean Storm.
Starring Sam Basher.
Let's get a star so we can get some seats.
In
some
Ocean Storm?
Seats. I'm thinking Clooney. I think Clooney's the lead
Clooney's
in
both
Storm.
Of our movies?
I think Clooney's in Ocean Storm.
All right. As what? The voice of the boat?
No, I think he's the main boy. He's the guy that saves the boat from the ocean.
We're having Clooney play a boy on a ship
no,
in
the
ocean during
he's
a storm?
He's the man. He's the guy. He's the main boy.
All right. Who else is on?
We still talking about Pinocchio?
No.
Who's going to play the whale?
We're talking about Ocean Storm.
Ocean Storm.
Unless Ocean Storm is a movie in the Pinocchio.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Ocean Storm is a movie in the Pinocchio movie.
So that's going to
be. So there's billboards for Ocean Storm.
Yeah.
And everyone's real excited about Ocean Storm. And, oh shit, there's a storm in Pinocchio.
Oh, perfect.
And the whale eats Pinocchio's.
Yeah.
Pinocchio.
The Poconos.
No, Pinocchio.
Constan Pinocchio?
All right, let's get the fuck out of this podcast.
History
let's
Road.
Let's do a History Road. Oh, boy.
I hope you don't mind. I'm going to jump on the piano for this one.
I wouldn't be against it.
I would be. If I knew, I know more about the outcome of that than you do. And I would be against it.
Delman did.
Yeah, but Delman knows how to play the piano. So. Let's do three or four more scripts before we get out of here. Prompts. Dude,
it
I
is
love
a great
this
writing
book,
exercise.
Man. There should be a an app associated. There you go.
This History Road comes from Shadow Cow 26. And it's called
you know what you sound like right now? The machine that turns peanuts into peanut butter at Whole Foods.
I love that machine. We should talk about those honey roasted butter that comes out of that thing. Boy problems in the candy store is what this one's called.
That's good for this episode.
Hi. I'm JP. I don't know. It was dark or something. probably stormy at night. Me and my friend. Oh, my friend. I should probably introduce you. For the sake of this story, we'll call him Tom. Pronounced Tom. Which is why his math teacher called him Cat. At least that's what he called him until he was found dead in a creek with knife wounds in his car. He wasn't in his car. It was bright. As me and Tom walked out into the sunshine, the heat was hot. I don't know about that sentence. A little redundant. As I recall, the weather woman did say, "It will be hot because of the heat. And don't call me Shirley." Her name was Sandara. Tom said to me, well, he said he was hungry, and his sweet tooth was begging for a neat treat to beat the heat. Deep down, Tom was sad. I told him that there was, in fact, a candy store no more than a stone's throw away from the Charles Bridge, which was no more than a 4-mile walk. I'm sad, said Tom.
Is that what a stone's throw is? A 4-mile walk?
I looked at him. He cried, but it felt like I was crying. We walked. We arrived at the candy store, and the man, whose name also happened to be Jeffrey, welcomed us. I greeted him with a hello, and he welcomed us. Tom almost spoke up, but I inserted my hand into his mouth. I could not be welcomed again, at least not on a snowy day like this. Tom and I ventured through the aisles, aisle after aisle of candy. All the name brand favorites, like Chocolate Milk Boys, Nutty Drop Stops, Kiss on the Cheeks. Gooey Grandmas. Runny Rogers. Who Goes Theirs? Petunia's Perky Paper Clips, and my personal favorite, Gumballs. I'm a fan of those Nutty Drop Stops, but I'm kind of also a fan of Who Goes Theirs. Oh, I do love slurping and sucking on a sweet gumball when it's wet out. Outside, that is. But my eyes glazed over the gumballs as if an energy was pushing me towards something. Something strange. Something ancient. I looked down the long, tall shelves of candy, and I saw in the very back of the store a hat. I walked towards it, but as I walked, it seemed as though I was not getting any closer to the hat. Something inside me pushed me to it, and I began to run. My heart beat faster and faster, and suddenly I was sprinting. The shelves of candy toppled behind as I ran. It was closer now. I needed it. I needed it! My legs pushed me along faster and faster. I was a blur. I could feel myself flying. By Caesar's silly ballsack, I was flying! I stretched out my hand towards the hat. It was right in my reach. I pushed one last final push, and my fingertip brushed it, and I was overcome with bliss! Woohoo! Then I woke up. JP, you're late for school. Jeffrey's downstairs. It was time for school. I walked into the empty guest bedroom of my house and saw the empty sheets. Come on, Tom, It's time for school. He said nothing. Tom is a gumball, and Tom is sad. The end. Wow, that was an interesting one.
Yeah.
It was a dream that a gumball had.
Interesting. I didn't see that coming.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the episode. Owen, thank you for the piano.
Beautiful.
Thanks for tickling them ivories. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Guys, if you want to send us your own history roads, you can send them to dynamicbanter@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter @dynamicbanter.
You know that's right.
And the show is every Friday. That's when we post it, unless we fuck up a sponsor thing and then we do it on Mondays sometimes.
Very honest.
Anyway. Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you.
Love you, boys. And girls. I said girls, too.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.